is Wade Fallout. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In the week following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, pro-choice demonstrations taking place across the nation. President Biden calling on Congress to codify Roe v. Wade into law. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more.
The president sided with progressives, saying he supports making an exception to the filibuster to do that. That would mean that 60 votes would not be required to pass legislation. But the president also conceded that right now Democrats don't have enough support to change Senate practice. This was discussed during a virtual meeting with governors from 9 Democratic states who vowed to offer safe havens for abortions.
The Supreme Court ruled that the right to abortion is not rooted in the Constitution. The U.S. Supreme Court's Marshal Gail Curley asking Maryland and Virginia officials to enforce laws that ban people from picketing outside the homes of justices there. Pro-choice activists have protested outside the homes of several justices over the past couple of months. Russian forces attempting to capture Ukraine's key city of Luhansk. Fox's Nate Foy has more from Lviv, Ukraine.
Both Russia and Ukraine are confirming a Russian missile strike in the southern port city of Mykolaiv. That makes it the second time in 4 days this city has been targeted by Russian missiles. The first time on Wednesday did kill civilians. That fight in Donbass, the key city again being Lysychansk, which is the final Ukrainian holdout in the Luhansk region. Russian officials claim they're making progress around the outskirts of the city, but Ukrainian officials insist their defense remains.
The U.S. will give another $820 million in military aid to Ukraine. Tropical Depression Colin bringing heavy rains and winds to the Carolinas. In Washington, D.C., a pickup truck crashed into a fireworks stand Saturday afternoon, killing 2 people. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Vandals targeting the future site of an Atlanta first responder training facility. Fox's Jonathan Seri has more.
Opponents call the training center Cop City and have staged protests as far away as New York City, Charlotte, and Birmingham, Alabama, outside the offices of construction companies affiliated with the project. One contractor working at the site in Georgia believes protesters tracked him to a friend's construction company 20 miles away, burning and spray painting equipment, even though the firm has no involvement with the project. Activists have denied any responsibility for the vandalism, but tweeted photos in June of small tree houses where protesters camped out at the construction site.
A lightning strike leaves a young boy fighting for his life.
In Florida's Hillsborough County, 11-year-old Levi Stock was returning from a boat trip Thursday with his family when a bolt of lightning struck him. It happened just outside the boat ramp. The boy's father said his body just went overboard and began to sink. The child was rushed to a hospital where his condition has since been upgraded to fair. Doctors say the next 24 to 48 hours are critical to his recovery. It's incidents like this one that prompted business owner Rob Mathis to create the Talos Lightning Detection Device. It flashes different color lights and beeps when it senses lightning while determining how far away the strikes are. Mathis says it can be used at pools, golf courses, and yes, boats. Florida is number one in the U.S. for lightning strikes, averaging about 7 deaths per year. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Blink 182 drummer Travis Barker posting on Instagram Saturday that he is feeling much better after being hospitalized for severe pancreatitis. The life-threatening condition was caused by an endoscopy procedure. Barker recently married Kourtney Kardashian. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.